on the ship full of bombs.
Hi, I'm Phil Jupiter. I'm that bloke who's not on that thing anymore. Elvis Presley and I Got Stung. Then before that, Eli Paperboy Reed, an explosion from the album Come and Get It Here on Ship Full of Bombs. This is the Phil Jupiter's non-genre specific hour of stuff grabbed off his shelves content nodule. We are just striving now to become a content node. That's obviously that'll be the dream at some point. And of course, with this being time shifted radio, I've now recorded nine. This is the ninth show I'm recording for Ship Full of Bombs. They will be going out weekly. We still haven't got a launch date yet, so I'm just basically making hours of content. We haven't really settled on when it will go out. Someone used the word promote to me the other day, and I had to go outside and punch a privet hedge right in the leaves. I was never good at promotion. That's why, that's why you're listening to me here. When all my contemporaries are doing their things and I'm here with my bitterness, bile, and my brilliant CD collection. Shut up. Just because you've caught me in a downbeat mood doesn't mean I need to drag you people down with me. I had a great time. I was going to say last week, but it was actually about 20 minutes ago, playing records from the 70s. This is the nature of pre-recorded internet entertainment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so used to the immediacy of regular radio that I'm like a drunk Time Lord. Think of me like Doctor Who, just full of Buckfast, wandering about going, "What time is it?" I don't know why Doctor Who would be Scottish, although he is at the minute, so that kind of fits in, doesn't it? I mean, he's very angry, that man. Anyway, I've got absolutely and again, this album has probably been superseded by another album by the time you hear this, but anyway, I got sent, bless her, Natalie, who looks after the Divine Comedy, sent me their new album Foreverland, which is a fantastic it's a belter. It's a real return to form. I think the time that Neil has spent working with Duckworth Lewis Method, it's just kind of fired him up a little bit again to be that kind of... I love that kind of scattergun. You get Noel Coward at one end, you get Jacques Brel, you get Bonzo Dog Doodah Band moments, you get ELO moments, and it's and he is, to my mind, the funniest lyricist working in music today. This is the opener of the new album, Foreverland. I can't imagine me not playing another cut from this in this hour, kids, so get ready. Anyway, this is the opener. This is called Napoleon Complex.
Thank you. patiently await the hour when he will seize the reins of power.
Napoleon complex. Napoleon complex.
Still burn beneath my feet, the earth is newly turned. All the seeds are sown, and when they're fully grown, I shall sleep just like a stone in shallow water. A little time to live is such a lot of time to kill. Keep on moving even when you're standing still, looking for an end and wondering how or when it will. But when it's gone and in the past, the stars will surely last forever. Stars still burn beneath my feet, the earth is newly turned. All the seeds are sown, and when they're fully grown, I shall sleep just like a stone in shallow water. A little time to live is such a lot of time to kill. Keep on moving even when you're standing still, looking for an end and wondering how or when it will. But when it's gone and in the past, the stars will surely last forever.
That was Neil Innes there, taken from the lovely Le Dux box set. Do you see what he did there? Neil Innes Recollections. It's basically loads of stuff. If you're a fan of the Innes Book of Records, which is what he did kind of post-Python, when he was when the Python's kind of broken up, Neil was touring. I saw him loads in Basildon at the at the Towngate Theatre. I was about three times there. Amazing. Front row seats one time with my mum. The artist, me, is a, and that's, if you want to email in, you can email us. We're very easy to get hold of. Tom, who do they email us? I've got to write these things down.
listen@sfob.co.uk
That's what it is if you want to email us. And put Jupiter's in your subject bar. And just for that... yeah, it's is there a pop artist who you liked, to your mum liked as well, and kind of her initially liking them kind of took the edge off of your enjoyment, and then you kind of start sort of embrace it? And me and my mum loved going to see Neil Innes and going to see Ian Dury and the Blockheads, although my mother quite ostentatiously putting a tissue in her ears at an Ian Dury gig is a moment I'll never forget. She did that at the Quo as well, but that's understandable. I kind of wish I'd had a full set of headphones at the Quo gig. But you know, I'm not saying they're bad, I'm saying they were loud. Don't start on me. Francis Rossi is deaf. Anyway, well, he's getting there anyway. I think, does he wear hearing aids? I don't know. Anyway, of course you're deaf. You're in status quo. Pete Townsend, you know, this is the nature of it's an industrial injury these days. Come on. Don't shoot the bloke from Health and Safety. What's this? This is Fred Wesley and the JBs.
Fellas, can we still do it?
Yeah!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
Right now!
Ship full of bombs.
class was dismissed, but when it was a session, I always had a question. I would raise my hand to make a stack of my chest. Can't help me with my problems, it was never much. Just a trick to spell a stick, I try to sneak a touch. Oh, how I wish I could hold a hand and give her a hug. She was married to the man, he was a thug, his name was Lee. He drove a Z, he picked her up from school, probably at 3 o'clock. I was on her jock, yes indeed. I wrote graffiti on the bus. First I write her name, then Carver Plus. With my name last, on the looking glass. I seen her yesterday, but still I had to let her pass.
Dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad and I can be her, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy too. A nick and poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting her pass, I proved to be a better man.
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to send the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
Far Side there from of course there it's Bizarre Ride, isn't it? Bizarre Ride 2 and Passing Me By here on Ship Full of Bombs, Thames Delta Independent Radio, my friends. Yes, and this is Phil Jupiter's approaching you through whatever medium you choose to listening. Maybe tablet or indeed on your phone. Or on your computer, Or maybe you have some sort of internet-linked home entertainment system. Or an internet radio. Some people have internet radios. I'm talking about it like it's a new thing. Although last week I did play Skiffle and I got very excited about it. Skiffle is the new thing. Anyway, so if you you want to get in touch with us, I've already given you email address earlier. It's listen@sfob.co.uk if you want to email the show. Or you can tweet us on @shipfulofbombs. But this show is not live. I can't stress that enough. This was recorded, I shit you not, months ago. So there's no immediate contact. Everything is deferred. Everything is mediated. Everything is delayed. Sort of like real life, really. This is Charlie Dore.
I'm gonna pretend you're in Australia having such fun. You didn't write, 'cause when it's my day, it's night in Australia. You're catching your sleep, but that's all right. And closing my eyes, I imagine the wide open skies of blue. Starting again out there in Australia, you're kissed by the sun almost every day. And if it should rain in Australia, it washes your blues just clean away. And I can forgive if you've forgotten so many birthdays gone by. There was a time when all the time I'd worry, thinking of you, wondering if make it on your own. Now I can let you go, let my heart know you're safe, 'cause nothing's gonna hurt you where you are. How could I wish you such fun. You don't write, the satellites down over Australia. That's why you don't call to say goodnight.
You're listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
Well, it's Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you, God, and maybe you've been watching me too. So somebody ran out, left somebody's heart in a mess. Well, if you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Some girls, they want a handsome man or some good-looking Joe. On their arms, some girls want a sweet-talking Romeo. Well, around here, baby, I've learned you get what you can get. And if you're rough enough for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Well, the road is dark and it's a thin, thin line, but I want you to know I'd walk it for you. Maybe your other girlfriends couldn't pass the test. If you're up and ready for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Ooh, ooh.
From the Covers EP, that's Everything But the Girl, and their version of Bruce Springsteen's Tougher Than the Rest here on Ship Full of Bombs. And before that, from Cheapskate Lullabies, the album by Charlie Daw, a song about her dad called Australia, which is absolutely heartbreakingly lovely. We've taken a downbeat turn. I'm sorry. Basically, we must have... No, stop that. I'm getting bleed. I'm getting a little bit of... but it's because they're on the headphones there. Keep those buggers turned down. Downbeat turn. Let's do what we can to remedy that.
Yeah.
The unique sound there of Half Man Half Biscuit, and taken from 90 by Sadol Crimond. That was Left Lyrics in the Practice Room here on Ship Full of Bombs. And ahead of that, of course, the Feel Goods from the Malpractice LP and Going Back Home, which I trust you enjoyed. So I find myself now, we're on an upswing now. So after the kind of, you know, we had the Everything But the Girl moment, and then before that we had old, don't call her that, don't be a dick. And we had lovely Charlie Doyle there. It's just Charlie I've known her for... Yeah, she used to be a member of a comedy improv group called Dogs on Holiday, and I gigged with her once. And not only is she a wonderful, talented and gifted songwriter, but she knows her way around a little bit of the comedy improv as well. So a multi-talented lady. What have I got lined up now? I just feel quite toe-tappy, so this is Catatonia.
Oh, put me in a special school, 'cause I am such a fool, and I don't need a single book to teach me how to read. Who needs stupid books? They are for petty crooks, and I will learn by studying the lessons in my dreams. So turn off the TV, 'cause that's what others see, and movies are as bad as eating chocolate ice cream. They only sicken me. Don't let me play football. I'll sack the quarterback and jack the brother of the ball. I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker, doing things my own way, never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a double taker. I don't have the patience to keep it on the up. I picked up a guitar, what does it signify? I'm gonna play some heavy metal, listen, you will die. You wanted arts and crafts, how's this for arts and crafts? I'm such a special guy.
I'm a troublemaker, never been a faker, doing things my own way and never giving up. I'm a troublemaker, not a double taker. I don't have the patience to keep it on me up.
Keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker.
Keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker.
Keep it on me up.
I'm a troublemaker.
Giving up.
That's how you should finish a record. Weezer from, is it called the Red Album? I think it is the Red Album. Tom in there pitching in. Look at Tom joining in. He's a team player. So the Red Album by Weezer, of course, and Troublemaker, which is the opener there. God, when they're good, they're great. And when they're bad, oh my word, they suck. I love Weezer. I'm desperate to see them live, just because I just think that live, I mean, I like what they're good at so much that, you know, frankly, if he played Suzanne, Troublemaker, I'm not that bothered about Buddy Holly. There's come on, think of some Weezer songs. So Suzanne, you're right. I love that, really love that. 54, brain's gone. That's the way your brain works, really. You think you're going to be like, it's just be like Google. Bang, favourite Weezer songs. And I can think of the one in front of me and one other. And I know, because I've got a Weezer playlist at home, there's about 10 tracks on it. But if they played like five of them and then just did... basically, if they did a cover version of Echoes by Pink Floyd, I'd be happy. What's that John Cage song? Just did that. In the middle, just played right. They open with Suzanne, and then they play that John Cage song, that Silence, 8 times in a row, and then play Troublemaker. I go home happy. Don't ask a lot. Don't ask a lot of my turns. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks now off of the. There's a lovely compilation on Trojan, dirt cheap, and it's 2 CDs, which is Sounds and Pressure Mod Reggae. I recommend your owning it. It's a belter. And this is a cover version of Cantaloupe Rock by JoJo Bennett and the Fugitives. Thank you. Ernest Wrangling, taken from Sounds and Pressure, Mod Reggae on the Trojan label, and his version, of course, of Summertime. And before that, it was JoJo Bennett and the Fugitives with their version of Cantaloupe Rock here on Ship Full of Bombs. Phil Gibbs is with you. As I said at the beginning, I'll probably play another track of that Divine Comedy. Hit the microphone like a proper broadcaster, you dick. Anyway, I promise you that I play some more Divine Comedy. I ain't no liar. Divine Comedy, Desperate Man, taken from Foreverland, the current album. Just marvellous. If you get the chance to go and see him on tour, please, please, please do. Although, as I say, you're listening to this at Deferred Time, their tour in the UK probably finished some months ago. I like them. I go and see them anytime. The past, the future, the present, whatevs. Thanks so much to Tom for holding my hand manfully. And thanks so much to the whole team here at Ship Full of Bombs. www.sfob.co.uk. We're on Facebook, we're on the Twitter at Ship Full of Bombs. If you want to email the show, it's listen@sfob.co.uk. Put Jupiter's in the subject bar so the emails get to me. That's about the size of it. Thanks very much. Let's go out with you know what, I want to finish upbeat because I very nearly went out on Ship Song by Nick Cave, and that would have been a poor idea, much as I love Nick Cave. But let's not finish downbeat. Let's finish extraordinarily upbeat and daft. These are Hurtin' Buckaroos. See you soon.
Swing it, Bobby, swing it. destino.
Perder